Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church on this fifth Sunday of Easter, Sunday, May 10th, also Mother's Day. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. We sing together hymn 465, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, hymn 465.
Now all the vault of heaven resounds in praise of love that still abounds. Christ has triumphed, he is living. Sing choirs of angels loud and clear. Repeat their song of glory here. Christ has triumphed. Christ has triumphed. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Eternal is the gift he brings. Therefore our heart with rapture sings. Christ has triumphed. He is living. Now still he comes to give us life, and by his presence stills all strife. Christ has triumphed. He is living. Alleluia. 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 Fill us, Lord, with dauntless love. Set heart and will on things above, that we conquer through your triumph. Grant grace sufficient for life's day, that by our lives we truly say, Christ has triumphed, he is living. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Adoring praises now we bring, and with a heavenly blessed sing. Christ has triumphed, alleluia. Be to the Father and the Lord, to Spirit blessed most holy God, all the glory never ending. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. We turn to Psalm 146. Psalm 146, and we read it together in unison. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The first reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter is recorded in the book of Acts, chapters 6 and 7. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they sent before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and those of Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. And Stephen said, "Brothers and fathers, hear me. You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed those who announced beforehand the coming of the righteous one, whom you have now betrayed and murdered. You, who received the law as delivered by angels, and did not keep it." Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Peter's first epistle, chapter 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The final reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God.
Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor due his name. Alleluia, Alleluia.
Hymn 829, Christ the Eternal Lord. Hymn 829.
Christ the eternal Lord, whose promise here we claim, whose gifts of grace are freely poured on all who name your name. With thankfulness and praise, we stand before your throne, intent to serve you all our days, and make your glory known. Christ, the unchanging Word, to every passing age, whose timeless teachings still are heard, set forth on Scripture's page, transform our thought and mind, enlighten all who read, within your word by faith to find the bread of life indeed. Christ, the redeeming Son, who shares our human birth, and by his death salvation won for every child of earth, inspire our hearts, we pray, to tell your love abroad, that all may honor Christ today and follow him as Lord. Christ, the unfading light of everlasting day, our morning star in splendor bright, the life, the truth, the way, that light of truth you give to servants as to friends, your way to walk, your life to live, till earth's brief journey ends. Christ, the ascended King, exalted high above, whose praise unending ages sing, whom yet unseen we love. When mortal life is past, your voice from heaven's throne shall call your children home at last to know as we are known. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text for this fifth Sunday of Easter, also Mother's Day, is recorded in Peter's first epistle, chapter 2. I read again verse 2. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Dear Christians, Trinity members, and neighbors, every Mother's Day, preachers throughout the church engage in a struggle to faithfully preach the Word of God read on that particular Sunday, and yet give a nod to Mother's Day and say something about that too, hopefully something that is connected to and drawn from the readings for the day and the text the preacher has chosen for his sermon. You can't just ignore Mother's Day. After all, daily callings are important. Motherhood is important. Your mother is important, if to no one else, certainly to you. Mothers are God's instruments through whom he brings new lives, little lives, into the world. new lives, little lives that once born must be nurtured and cared for. He uses moms for that too. In fact, mothers are so important that they have found forever a place in God's Ten Commandments. God says in the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. Honor her. Serve and obey her. Love and cherish her, Luther teaches. Why? Because she is God's co-worker, a partner in his good work of creating and preserving the bodies and souls of her children. Well, if you're a mom, then you understand the picture that St. Peter paints in today's epistle lesson. He writes, like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. Newborn infants, milk that is longed for, milk that causes you to grow up. Every mother understands that. Every mother remembers when her child was a newborn infant. Every mother remembers holding her little one close to her as he or she fed from breast or bottle on that milk that was baby's first and most nourishing food. Every mother remembers how her hungry little one longed for and cried out insistently to receive more of that nourishing milk that only mom could provide. Every mother remembers how her little one looked up into her eyes, well-fed, satisfied, content to be right there. Well, St. Peter, as he writes to Christians, isn't writing to newborn babies. Or is he? Many believe that St. Peter's first epistle was written to teach those who were newly baptized about their faith and their life in Christ. And to be sure, St. Peter has something to say to all of the baptized, to you and to me. And just who are the baptized? They are those who have been born again. They are those who, regardless of their biological age, have been born again as newborn children of God. Peter speaks of that very thing in the first chapter of his first epistle. He writes, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Again, St. Peter writes, you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding word of God. And this word is the gospel that was preached to you. You hear what Peter's saying. Through the waters of holy baptism that united you with Jesus in his resurrection from the dead, God the Father caused you to be born again, to be newly born in Jesus, free from sin, filled with the Spirit, and full of life. Through the preaching of the gospel, you were born again of imperishable seed, that you too might live forever in a body made imperishable and immortal on the day of resurrection. No wonder then that Jesus refers to those who believe in him as little ones. No wonder St. John addresses adult Christians as little children. That's what we are. We are children of God, born again of water and the Spirit, to live before our Father in righteousness and purity forever. And like any newborn infant, we need to eat. We need nourishment. This life that we have received from Jesus, the living one and the life-giving one, needs to be nourished so that we can grow up into the salvation that Jesus won for us when he gave his life on Good Friday and then rose to life again on Easter Sunday. Our God gives us something to eat. Our God is the God who fills the hungry with good things. Our God gives us exactly what we as newborn sons and daughters of God need, pure spiritual milk. That pure spiritual milk, that nourishing, life-sustaining food that God gives to us, is his word. It is that word of God that speaks to us of Jesus, the Son of God, who was conceived in Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit, that he might grow up to be our salvation. It speaks of Jesus, who was born of the Virgin Mary and was fed and nourished by his mother, that he might grow up and give his body and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins. It is that word of God, the very gospel itself, that fills us with life as it fills our ears and our hearts with Jesus, who is the life. And that milk is a spiritual milk because God's word is the Spirit's word. It is the Spirit who caused the scriptures to be written. It is the Spirit who spoke and still speaks by the prophets, not to mention the apostles of our Lord. It is the Spirit who, through the preaching and teaching of the scriptures, testifies to Jesus, teaches us all things, leads us into the truth, and brings to our remembrance all that Jesus has said. Luther comments, "The milk is nothing but the gospel, which is also the seed by which we were conceived and born. This also is the food that nourishes us when we grow up. Yes, the gospel is everything." Well, here's the question then. Why does Peter write to Christians then and to us now, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk? Why does Peter have to tell us to do that? Why does he have to command us to long for it? The Lord says the same thing through the prophet Isaiah. "Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me here, that your soul may live." Do mothers have to tell their newborn children to long for their breast milk? No. The children do it naturally. It's instinctive. But you see, there's the problem. Our human nature, our first birth. King David writes, "I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Everyone, even we who are Christians, has a sinful nature. A sinful nature that does not naturally, instinctively long for the pure spiritual milk of God's word. In fact, as sinners, we naturally, instinctively turn our noses up at it and refuse to drink it. And that's why our sinful nature has to be put off, put to death each and every day. If our sinful flesh had its way, we would never long for the pure spiritual milk of God's word. We would never drink it and be nourished by it. We would not grow up into salvation. We would die in our sin and apart from our Savior. But we are not just sinners. We are also saints. We are not just those who have been conceived and born in sin. We are those who have now been born again as God's dearly loved, redeemed, and holy children. By God's grace and by the prompting of His Spirit, we do long for the pure spiritual milk of God's word. We recognize our need for it. We lap up the nourishment and life that it gives us. There's a lot that we have not been able to do during this pandemic. But thanks be to God, we've still been able to drink the pure spiritual milk of God's word by reading the scriptures in our homes and by listening to services and sermons on the radio and viewing them on YouTube. But what a joy it is for us today as we, like newborn infants, gather together 10 at a time to be fed and nourished by our dear Lord. Here, today, together, we are drinking the pure spiritual milk of God's word as we hear it once again publicly read and preached. And here, our Lord, who is rich in grace, not only feeds us with the pure spiritual milk of his word, he gives us the bread and wine of his supper to eat and to drink. Bread and wine that not only testify to him, but are him. Bread that is also his body that he gave into death for us. Wine that is also his blood that he poured out for our forgiveness. Here our deepest longing is filled and our deepest need is met. Here we grow up into salvation as we hear and eat and drink the Lord Jesus, who has become our salvation. like newborn infants, we are well-fed, satisfied, content to be here, here with Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, you have promised to build up your church, to be a holy priesthood, that we, your people, might offer the spiritual sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving acceptable to you. Bless your church and bring all congregations back together again. Bless all pastors who continue to proclaim Christ to us. Bless all church workers and those preparing to be church workers, that your church may be supplied with faithful leaders and servants of your word. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Holy God, bless our president, the members of our nation's Congress, our governor, and all other elected and appointed civil servants, that they may establish justice, encourage virtue, and protect life. Give wisdom and moderation to them in their leadership for the well-being of the nation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Most merciful Father, you have compassion on the sick, the afflicted, and those in any need. Turn back the pandemic around the world and give us relief. Bless the sick with healing, those who suffer with strength and patience, those who mourn with the comfort of the gospel, and the dying with peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Gracious God, you have established the home and instituted the family. Bless all mothers and the children in their care. Bless all our families and make our homes places of blessing and love, where your word is spoken, forgiveness reigns, and love is displayed. Make us living examples to inspire and instruct our youth in all that is good and pure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have given us the Spirit that we might know and believe your Son to be the way, the truth, and the life. Bless Trinity Lutheran School and all who teach and learn, that the goal of our school may be known, may be to know Christ and to make him known. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Compassionate Father, You are not unaware of or disinterested in the needs of this body and life. In the same way, you have called us to love our neighbor and to help him in every physical need. Give us courage and faith that we may fearlessly share the resources you have supplied to us with those who live in want, especially the elderly, the lonely, and the unemployed. Preserve all who find themselves isolated and idle at this time. Instead, let our minds and hearts be active in the reading of Scripture and in prayer. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We sing hymn 866, Lord Jesus Christ, the Children's Friend, hymn 866.
Lord Jesus Christ, the children's friend, to each of them your presence send. Call them by name and keep them true in loving faith, dear Lord, to you. In Christian homes, Lord, let them be your blessing to their family. Let Christian schools your work extend in living truth as you intend. That caring parents, gracious Lord, and faithful teachers find reward in leading these to whom you call, to find in Christ their all in all. For by your word we clearly see that we have sinned continually, but show us to a forgiving Lord your saving gospel's great reward. That all of us, your children dear, by Christ redeemed may Christ revere, lead us in joy that all we do may witness to our love for you. Then guard and keep us to the end, secure in you, our gracious friend, that in your heavenly family we sing your praise eternally. Amen.